though. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to We the People, brought to you by the Redding Tea Party. We're at KCNR 1460, home of Shasta Redding and Free Fire Media. If you want to give us a call, the number is 530-605-4567. Or to join our chat room or stream live, go to KCNR1460.com. This segment of We the People is brought to you by our sponsors, Pearson Excavating, Miller Auto Transport, and North State Consulting. Thanks to all three of our great patriots for supporting We the People. So good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Chandler. How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
Hey, Miss Elizabeth.
It was very nice.
Good. Glad to hear it.
A lot of turkey. Or did you guys break with tradition?
Go ham.
We had a ham, too.
Yeah. Turkey ham. What's up with that good stuff?
See, I don't get that ham on Thanksgiving.
You know, one time I had a duck. Once. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Kind of threw the family off a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't quite have to take that.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that. It's like, let's have a roast. What?
My brother wanted crab.
No, I could do that. Yeah. Now, that's a good New Year's Eve thing. Crab. Awesome.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I guess that would be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people do that for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, it was good. Plenty of food and great weather. So I'm glad everybody made it back safe from their little ventures out of town.
Everybody's out. Everybody's back.
So what do we got up this morning?
All right. Well, first off, before we get all carried away and everything, I thought we'd better go back to our great sponsors. Because, Okay, now Bill Miller, because people might be thinking, Bill Miller Auto Transport, why would I want to transport my car? I'd rather just drive it.
Well, but not if you're going overseas or cross-country, maybe.
Absolutely. What if you're moving?
Yeah, exactly.
What if you bought a car from far away?
What if you go on to Craigslist and you find a luxury vehicle that somebody's given away for next to nothing?
It's going to burn massive amounts of fossil fuels.
But you don't know how to get it home. Or military vehicles.
There you go.
Pretty much anything with four wheels.
Absolutely.
He can take it anywhere.
He's very diligent, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Miller's a diligent man.
Busy guy.
And then we've got North State Consultants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, you're thinking, like, consultant. Isn't that just a fancy name for unemployed?
Not at all.
No, not here, you see. That's other places.
Yeah.
But North State Consultants, they were primarily tax before, but now they do kind of a wide variety of stuff.
But seriously, they know the tax stuff really well.
Yeah, they know how to keep your money. You keep your money.
Pretty good at it.
Instead of the tax people keep your money.
They actually know tax law, which is, as opposed to...
TurboTax, where you go to jail later?
Pretty much, yeah.
Or you don't go to jail because you're the...
You're the
Treasury Secretary.
Treasury Secretary, yeah. So anyway, they're really good at helping you keep most of the money that you make because they do know the ins and outs of the tax law.
Yep,
and that's what's important.
All the rules. And then Pearson Excavating.
Yeah.
Now, that's a name that means something.
Absolutely.
Excavating. That means digging stuff up, building things.
Yeah, if you need a road built, a home pad, a pond, a pool, pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's got several pieces of heavy equipment, so I know that he's, when it comes to excavating, he can pretty much do anything.
Yep. And Dan and Roxy don't fiddle around.
So if you need more information on those folks, you can go to our website at readingteaparty.com and click on the icon for the show and you'll see the information about our sponsors.
Absolutely. And the other thing we wanted to mention was on Monday, tomorrow night at our meeting here in Reading, 6 o'clock at the Bonneville Baptist Church, we will have... Let's see, his name is Daniel Hillebrand. He's the director of the California Firearms Training Institute. I'm going to read his little it's not really a bio, it's kind of a list of credentials, I guess it is. He's a State of California Hunter Education Program, Certified Hunter Education Instructor, California Department of Justice Handgun Safety Certificate, Certified Instructor of the National Rifle Association, Certified Pistol Instructor and Recruiter for the NRA, I don't know. It kind of ended there with a big number. I don't know what the number means. So we called Mark Kent from North State Consultants, and he's...
Another area of expertise.
Yes, and he's going to call us around 8:30 and give us the rest of the story on Daniel Hillebrand, because I just exhausted all my knowledge.
And, you know, when we come back from our break, we're going to have a really good discussion this morning with Alex Landy and one of his great friends, Lorenzo. They're going to talk about immigration, illegal versus legal. And Alex grew up in Southern California, so he pretty much lived through the ramifications and the effects of illegal immigration. He's seen it firsthand, and he's been fighting that battle for 20 years. So we're really excited about talking to him.
Yeah, they've got some ideas. They're going to open up that dialogue that people don't want to have. So this be a good day to listen in.
Yeah, and the one thing that Alex does say is, he says, I don't believe in illegal immigration, and that means from any country.
Right.
I mean, you could be a Swede.
He focuses on the illegal part.
Yeah, just the illegal part.
Because how can you have immigration that's illegal?
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of can't.
Yeah. So looking forward to that.
All right, so we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back. You are listening to KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Elizabeth
and Aaron from the Reading Tea Party. Join us on Sunday mornings on KCNR 1460 from 8 to 9 a.m. for
We the People,
a talk show dedicated to the voice of the formerly silent majority in the areas of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
And we want to hear from you, so email your topic and speaker suggestions to 1460 at readingteaparty.com and be silent no more.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns, as we interview professionals and address relevant mental health issues.
Our upcoming shows include family dynamics, mind-body psychology, infant mental health, and a series of shows to help you cope with the holiday season.
Tune in for emotional health and psychology you can use.
Saturday at noon on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party, KCNR 1460. Don't forget to call in 605-4567 or join our chat room. Say that three times fast. Or if you'd like to hear us stream live at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, we finally logged into the chat room, so now we'll know if you're actually on there.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are
you? We're good.
Are you there?
We're there. Yeah. We can hear you.
Okay, great. We're having little phone problems here at this end, but we'll make this work.
Great. How you doing this morning?
What's going on?
Well, we're glad to have you join us.
Well, I'm glad to be here to talk about a very important issue.
Yeah, we chatted a little bit about that ahead of time.
We would have given you guys' resumes, and I know a little bit. I know you've got Lorenzo there with you, and I know Lorenzo works on legislation, but you guys are going to have to give us your bios because we don't have all the details.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, as you know, the issue of illegal immigration goes back a couple of decades. In theory, it was supposed to have been dealt with back in 1986 through the Immigration Reform and Control Act, otherwise known as the Simpson-Mazzoli Bill. At that time, 2.5 to 3 million illegal immigrants were amnestied, and the government promised that from here on in, they would enforce the laws and prevent large numbers of illegals from coming back into the country. And as everybody knows by now, they completely failed at that. And it isn't just so much that they failed, it's that they never really made any sort of an effort. I don't believe they ever had any intention to. And the result is today we have anywhere between 11 and 20 million more illegal immigrants in the country, and now they want to do another amnesty, many of them. And the only people who are going to stop this would be the people themselves.
Now, how'd you get involved in all this?
Well, I grew up down in Southern California, and many years ago, that really was ground zero for the visible part of the problem. I want to make clear, my issue is illegal immigration, not legal immigration, not Hispanics, not people from Mexico, just anybody who is in the country illegally. In places like Southern California, the problem was more visible because there were high numbers of people from south of the border who started their own communities, colonies, essentially. And you could see the problem growing. And at the time, back about 1990, it was clear already that they weren't going to enforce the provisions of the 1986 amnesty and reform, so groups started to form, and I joined one of those groups.
What was the group that you joined, Alex?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What was the group that you joined?
I'm having a little bit of problem here. Repeat that once more.
What was the group that you joined?
Oh, okay, thank you. It was called Voice of Citizens Together, and it was formed by a man named Glenn Spencer, who, after 10 years operating down there, moved his operation to the Arizona-Mexico border, and he runs a website called American Border Patrol, which some of your listeners may be familiar with, and he does a good job. He was very advanced technologically and set up a pretty good internet operation. He now flies aircraft over the border, monitors things in a variety of ways, and I worked with him for about 10 years until he relocated to Arizona. And now I live here in Northern California, and I have joined up with Lorenzo Castro, and we are doing what we can now to educate people.
So tell us, you guys are taking on kind of a new, a new tack here a little bit, and that was one of the main reasons we wanted you on this morning, so you could talk to people about that.
Well, we believe this issue is way past time for it to be faced and resolved. And you can't do another one-time amnesty, which is essentially another surrender, this time to 15 million people, and call that reform. That's crazy. You can't keep rewarding people for coming here illegally, because obviously it will never stop. So we believe the solution to this problem is total repatriation of all those in the country illegally. We believe it can be done, and probably easier than most people think. And we think that's what the government should do, actually start working for the American people again and resolve this for our benefit and not for the benefit of the special interests.
And repatriation, just in case everybody isn't tuning in on that, because it sounds kind of, governmental and tidy, but it really means send people who are here illegally home.
That's right. Repatriation means back to their home country, their fatherland, if you will. That's where the word patriot comes from. And I think it can be done if the government makes up its mind to do it and declares an end to the era of illegal immigration and sets a deadline and orders everybody in the country illegally out and back that up with severe penalties. Now, in Arizona, just the threat of that law apparently caused about 100,000 illegal immigrants to leave the state. And the law didn't even go into effect. So a lot of people that are in the country illegally understand that the atmosphere is beginning to change and that the resentment against their presence is growing. And I think if the federal government ordered people out by a deadline, probably 90% would go. And I think that they would go at their own expense. I have never believed that we have to round them all up and spend $100 billion to do that. I think that's a canard thrown out in hopes of talking us out of actually doing this.
Yeah, I think if you just make the atmosphere a little more uncomfortable, they will leave on their own.
Well, you can do things like make E-Verify mandatory, and that's the program that would force all employers to verify the Social Security numbers of job applicants. And that alone would open up millions of jobs for Americans. Now, the Democrats and the Republicans like to run around saying jobs, 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 but they could open up an estimated 7 to 8 million jobs for Americans by sending the illegal immigrants home, or at least making E-Verify mandatory. And of course, they won't do that. So I believe in general, most of them have no intention of really resolving this problem.
Talk to me, when we were on the phone the other day, you were mentioning that in Arizona, when they passed that law, a huge number of illegal immigrants actually self-deported.
Right.
But I've neglected to note the number. It was a lot of people, though.
Well, just several days ago on TV, there was a news item that it is now officially estimated that about 100,000 did leave. Now, many of them simply went to other states in the United States. A number of thousands returned to their home countries because these are the people who feel in the long run there's no future for them here. Now, imagine if we did make even E-Verify mandatory everywhere, and if you were in the country legally, you couldn't get a job. Instead of just leaving Arizona and going to California or Georgia, far more of these people would decide it was time to return home.
And now the big problem with this whole conversation is that this is all considered, prejudice or meanness, or we've got ours, now you don't get to come here. There's a lot of pushback from that, and people are afraid to talk about this for being labeled.
Well, there's no reason to be afraid to talk about it. It's not 1910 anymore. It's not a great big empty country that needs millions of unskilled laborers. Those days are gone forever. People should understand that. We have probably between 305 and 310 million people in this country. I believe at least 15 million of those are illegal immigrants and should be sent home. We just don't need those kind of numbers anymore and never will again. We take in over 1 million people a year legally every year of all races, and through family reunification programs, a high percentage of that is Hispanic. So it's never been an issue of race or ethnicity. I believe, and Lorenzo believes very firmly, that all illegal immigrants in this country, wherever they come from, whether they came legally and overstayed their visas, and that could be as much as half of the illegal immigrants in this country, they all have one thing in common. They are illegal aliens and need to be sent home. And I don't care if you're a Canadian millionaire or somebody desperately poor from Guatemala. It doesn't matter. When you're a country with environmental concerns, budget problems, diminishing resources, you've got millions and millions of your own people out of work, and you are taking in probably 12 million legal immigrants every decade, there's no reason to take in illegal immigrants. There's no reason that we have to do that just to prove something. People in this country have been put on the defensive, in my opinion, by decades of political correctness indoctrination. We've been told we have to feel guilty somehow if we say no to somebody. And that is nonsense, total nonsense. So we are encouraging Americans to stand up, get strong, understand the issue, know the facts about how many legals we take in a year. Don't let anybody say it's a racial issue. Just if they get in your face that way, just say, no way, this is about anybody in the country illegally, whatever their race or color. They have no right to be here, no business being here. And since we are a sovereign nation, we have every right to make the decisions and tell them to go home.
Now, Alex, you had mentioned to me when we talked that Lorenzo has actually, even though he is an American citizen born in this country, he has had others accuse him of not being loyal to his, quote, people, unquote. And he's had to clear
That's
up
right.
the fact
I'm
that his people are Americans.
Lorenzo on the phone. We had hoped to have two working handsets here, but somehow this phone system doesn't do that at the same time. So I'm going to put him on now, and you can ask that question to him and whatever other questions you want. Okay,
great,
here's Lorenzo Castro.
Good morning, Lorenzo.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
So we need to know about the kind of grief you take, and I have another question that came here through the chat room about the anchor babies. Someone's asked here, shouldn't they be sent home with their parents? So you want to hit both those things?
You're breaking up. Yeah, the phone set's breaking up. Could you repeat that again?
Ooh, that's It's a long one. How about Alex was saying that you take some grief for not being loyal to what has been called, quote-unquote, your people. And I also have a question through the chat room about the anchor babies and what you guys, what the plan that you're thinking of, what is that, how does that work for them?
With the question of loyalty, our loyalty comes to our country from regardless of your ethnic background. Our loyalty comes first to this country as an American citizen, so they have to take that into consideration. What was your second question with the children of illegal immigrants?
Correct.
Yeah, under the current law, they are born of in this country. They are American citizens, so they are entitled to the rights under the Constitution. They are American citizens. There would have to be a transition that would have to take place involving children and the parents. You would want to, keep them together. You wouldn't want to separate them. So there would have to be some form, from the federal level to deal with that.
And so in your plan of repatriation, does that mean send those children home with their parents since their parents
are
American citizens?
American citizens, no, they would be entitled to their rights as American citizens.
But if they're, like, toddlers, then what do you do with them?
And that's something, we would have to address. And that's part of where the problem has been, is that we have a lot of children that have been raised here in the United States or born here in the United States whose parents never did seek citizenship and have been here for anywhere from 10 to, some of them up to 20 years and have been here illegally. This whole time, but yet their children are American citizens.
This is all very messy, isn't it?
It is. It's very, very, very difficult because you get some children that all they've known is the United States.
So how many people does that affect? I mean, if you're looking at the total of, I know there are no real great counts on this stuff, but let's just say you have 100% of your illegal immigrants. How many of them are tangled up with all this small children that were born here and all that stuff? Is that a large percentage or small? Or?
Hi, this is Alex back on the phone. I tried to listen over his shoulder, but if you could repeat that question, I'll try to address it.
We're like parrots this morning. we were talking about the anchor babies and the children of the illegal immigrants, and how big a problem is that? Is that just a really small thing that's just jamming up the works, or is that really a lot?
You're talking about the children of illegal immigrants here?
Yes.
Well, the way it is, of course, as Lorenzo pointed out, those that were born here are American citizens. Now, if you're talking about minor children, very young, then if the parents are sent home, I assume they would take their children with them. That's exactly what should happen. And that's not to get rid of the children who are citizens, but so that they would remain with their families and with their parents. Now, when they're 18, of course, they would be allowed to come back because they are citizens.
Yeah.
If the children themselves were brought in as illegal immigrants, then I think they should be sent too, because we've allowed this problem to get out of control for so long. There comes a point where you just have to draw a line and say, this is it. You could play the game of heartwarming stories and heartbreaking stories all day long, and that is done in hopes of putting us on the defensive, getting us to turn off our brains and go with the emotional flow and say, oh, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. But I stopped thinking like that a long time ago. We can do these things, and we have to, because this situation is going to define our destiny. People talk about the economy and the wars, and those are very, very big issues. Wars come and go. The economy runs in cycles. The issue of legal immigration is really about your national sovereignty. If you surrender your sovereignty, you're surrendering your destiny, your control over your own future. Securing the border is not the problem. Securing your sovereignty is. We've kind of lost it. Ronald Reagan said a nation that can't control its borders is not a nation, and he was absolutely right. And that's why when he signed the bill in 1986, that was supposed to be a one-time thing, and from then on they would enforce all the laws. So obviously they haven't. They have refused to do so, even though people have been complaining for decades. They have all run away from this. They still don't want to deal with it because their attitude now is the problem is so big. Well, what do you expect us to do? Send them all home?
Now, Alex,
the answer is yes.
And Alex, we've got a caller on the line. Bruce has a question about the topic. Good morning, Bruce.
Well, good morning, group there. Yeah, the question I have is, why haven't we heard any backlash from Missouri, which just enacted a really tough immigration bill? I think Rhode Island, Virginia, and Missouri, and maybe even Oklahoma have some type of the same really, really tough bills, probably tougher than the one in Arizona, but we have heard nothing about it.
You can expect more states. In fact, right here in California, the Secretary of State just signed off on a Tea Party effort to put an Arizona-like immigration measure on California's ballot. They will begin gathering signatures soon. You'll see more about that in the news. And more states are doing this. They're trying to redesign their measures so it doesn't run into the pitfalls of the Arizona law. But it's very clear from the state attempts that this reform, this salvation by repatriation of our destiny, is going to come from the bottom up. And that's what this is all about. The Tea Party members already are people who have said enough. They want the country to be run properly. Lorenzo and I believe that the Tea Party should add a formal fourth plank to what it stands for, and that would be the plank of sovereignty, because that is plugged so directly into our Constitution, the proper role of government. It has a great deal to do with our financial stability. I can see where the Tea Party might hesitate to get into other social issues, but sovereignty, it seems to me, should be one of the basic planks. I would like to see this spread across the country, and
well, you
that's
know.
Really what we're trying to do. We have retained a domain name called Sovereignty, a sovereign-t. It'll be two words, sovereign-t.com. And we hope to have the website up and running by the end of the week. And we want to start networking out throughout the country. And to all Tea Party members listening now, don't wait for us. Start networking all you can, because sovereignty of this nation should be at the top of the list. If the federal government does nothing else, it's got to ensure sovereignty. Now, don't expect the liberal media to play up the efforts of other states to enact measures like this. But if you stop and think about it, more and more states, if they begin to crack down, it becomes harder for illegal immigrants to leave a state like Arizona and go someplace else. When they
well, and you know,
the winds have shifted.
And Alex, I think the bottom line is, you know, one of the Tea Party mantras is fiscal responsibility. And the bottom line, and if you always get to the bottom line, these types of things are unsustainable financially. I mean, that's pretty much, you can take any social issue and turn it into a financial one. They're financially unsustainable.
That's exactly right. Now, the Federation of Americans for Immigration Reform released a study recently that said the country spends $113 billion a year on illegal immigrants. Now, that would buy a lot of health care for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Hey, if you guys could stick with us through the break here, we need to take a little late break here at 8:30. You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding. This is the home of Free Fire Media.
The holidays are coming, and the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is there are more vehicle collisions during the Christmas and New Year holiday than any other time of year. It surprises some people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn out, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there's the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with the National Credit Company for a six-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Outsource your mailings to the experts at NorCal Presort to save time and save money. Think about it. Is that postage equipment sitting in your office making you money? The answer is no. Realistically, you pay a lease, you pay maintenance and ink, you pay labor, you pay full price for the postage, all in advance. How is that saving you money? Get rid of the postage machines and bring your mail to NorCal Presort. NorCal Presort takes the frustration and hassle out of your business mailings. Mailing costs are an increasing monthly expense, but we know how to save you time and money in first class and with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial Street, just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Call us, 221-6895.
Good morning. Welcome back to We the People, brought to you by the Redding Tea Party. Just wanted to mention our sponsors again real quick. North State Consultants, great for your taxes. Pearson Excavating, if you have anything you need dug. And Miller Auto Transport, he can take anything anywhere if it has four wheels.
So, as far as North State Consultants goes, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer over there is Mark Kent. He would be the tax wizard. And we have him on the phone for a different purpose. He's going to tell us about Daniel Hillebrand coming to see us tomorrow night at the Redding Tea Party meeting, 6 o'clock, Bonneview Baptist Church. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, you sound stuffy.
Yeah, I've been sick for a couple of days here. I think I'm starting to get over it, but, you know, I'll live.
Isn't that what holidays are for?
Oh, yeah. It's nice. You get sick right on the day before Thanksgiving so that you don't have any downtime for work.
That's right.
And so you get all your family together and you share your germs.
Isn't that handy?
Yeah, so you just sit around and eat and feel like crap.
Yeah. Can you say crap on the radio?
Tell us how you feel, Mark.
Anyway. Yeah, the reason I called in is that I want to let you guys know about Dan Hillebrand. You know, he's going to be talking about Second Amendment issues, instruction on and safety on, you know, firearms, and also some legislative issues. You know, he does know Sam Peretta with California Gun Owners, and, you know, they've been working together on a couple of projects, I believe. So, you know, that's, I don't know, I haven't heard his whole speech yet, so, or his whole talk, but, I think those are the kind of issues he's going to be covering.
Nice. So, tomorrow at 6, and is he going to stay and, maybe answer questions in your breakout group afterward?
I believe so, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, so he'll be available to, you know, answer any questions, Second Amendment issues and firearm safety, that kind of thing.
Very cool.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in and giving the skinny on that, Mark.
Go ahead.
I hope you feel better.
Go ahead back to bed so you can be all well for work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's just what I need to do.
And for all you people out there under 20 that think this only happens when you're a kid, no, it happens when you're grown up,
exactly.
Too. Hey, and speaking of...
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, Mark.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hey, and speaking of kids, I just had to put in a little plug. At Thanksgiving this year, it was very interesting. I have a bunch of nieces and nephews between the ages of about 12 and 18 and had a lot of really good discussions with them. They're very curious about what's going on in the world and how it's all working. And my brothers and sisters are all fairly, I would say, political in the sense that they follow what's going on and they're fairly outspoken. It's a genetic defect at our house. And
yeah, I have the same one.
Yeah, we all have the same problem. But we had all these great conversations, and, you know, I'm surprised how many of them were really well-informed on what was going on. And related to the topic that we had this morning, I had a long conversation with my nephew, who is a freshman in college. And we were talking he's taking political theory. And so we were talking all about the things like overseas labor and how does that work? Because if we live well and they make things cheap over there, does that mean we're victimizing them? And all those ideas that you wrestle with that are not black and white.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about creating some, you know, dialogue with that, because I know a lot of people feel like the Tea Party is everybody 60 and over, but
not at all.
That's actually not the case. He was very curious. He's like, "Well, what do you do anyway? What does the Tea Party mean?" Since I don't see them that often. So anyway, yeah. Their kids are very interested with what's going
on now.
So
well, and you know, if you think about it, given technology, everything's right there for you. I mean, it wasn't that way when we were kids. You know, we didn't have all the sources of information, so it's hard to plead ignorance. Hey, before we get going back to our guests, can we give Chandler a chance to plug his show tonight? Because sometimes that slips through the cracks and we forget.
And we run out of time.
Chandler is our engineer, and he gets up bright and early every Sunday morning with us, and he has a show on Sunday evening, so give it a rip.
Yeah, the show, it's on at 8 p.m. every Sunday night now. Tonight is... what is it, our third show now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the third show, and we're going to be talking about, in case any of you ever wonder about the what's in the sky, the long trails, the chemtrails, that's what the show tonight is going to be about. And we're going to be promoting a documentary that's going to be played at Sequoia Middle School at 6 p.m. this coming Friday.
Oh, great.
About chemtrails.
Great.
Okay, and the name of your show is?
Sovereign Minds.
Sovereign. There's that word again. Last week you talked about JFK. That was really interesting.
Yeah.
My husband
and
I now.
Things?
Yes, we did. We now make our dinner and sit in front of the radio, just like the old days. We eat our dinner and listen to your show. I just want you to know that
Thank you.
It's really good. It's a great show. You guys get a lot of callers.
Yeah, I think we average about 4 or 5 right now.
Yeah, not bad.
So yeah.
Yeah.
People are
awake at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, people are interested in what we talk
as
about.
As opposed to 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. People want to know what the government doesn't tell us, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're trying to do.
And those chemtrails are interesting because you think that a plane flew by, but when the chemtrail never goes anywhere.
When it's there all day.
And when it's there all day, it kind of makes you wonder a little bit.
What is
that? Yeah.
Nice. Are you guys having people in?
Tonight we have a man named Dane Wigington coming. He's coming in to talk.
Nice.
Yep, he came to our tea party and gave us a presentation. So extremely knowledgeable.
Yeah, you were telling me that. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's very smart.
Yeah.
Very cool. So Sovereign Minds, 8 o'clock Sunday night.
Yep.
KCNR 1460.
So 8 o'clock, both 8 o'clocks are good on Sundays.
A.M. and P.M., yeah.
Yeah, we got all the 8 o'clocks covered.
Yeah, we give you all the stuff that nobody else will tell you. So getting back to I wanted Alex to tell us about some of the nasty stuff he's seen. That's a direct result of illegal immigration because he lived through it in L.A. And, Alex, you and I talked about that a little bit. Can you kind of give us some history on that?
Well, the illegal immigration is largely an importation of poverty in many cases. And as illegal immigrants would pour into a neighborhood in large numbers, the quality of life would deteriorate. The quality of the neighborhoods would go down. There would be an increase in crime. They would start a lot of illegal businesses. Americans would be displaced from jobs. Property values would often go down. And things like schools would become overcrowded. Language issues would become a problem. Many hospitals shut down. Because their emergency rooms were forced to give free care to endless numbers of illegal immigrants who would use the emergency rooms as primary care facilities. And this was unreimbursed by the government. A high percentage of the inmates in both state and federal jails are illegal immigrants, and the government pays a pittance to the states. And so there are issues of budget involved here. It's been said that we spend about $10 billion plus every year here in California on illegal immigrants. Elizabeth, that's always been part of the problem because the federal government isn't paying most of the costs. I think if the federal government had to pay every dime that was incurred by their failure to keep illegals out, they would have solved this a long time ago. But because most of the costs are passed on to the states and the municipalities and counties, the federal government says, well, no big deal. But it's costing us $100 billion a year plus for people who weren't even supposed to be here. And that doesn't count the thousands of Americans who have been killed over the years, whether through murder or accident, most of them accidents, by people who aren't even supposed to be here, who we've lost a lot more Americans in this country to illegal immigration than we have lost combat casualties in the two wars at the same time. So there are many, many reasons this should be ended. And so a lot of our statistics have been negatively affected by the presence of so many illegal immigrants. And the country is deteriorating in part because of this additional and necessary burden. So we need to send them home. That's the answer. And my plan for that would be to issue a declaration, give everybody 6 months. You've got 6 months to leave the country if you're here illegally, again, without regard to race or income level. And this would give people time to save money, make preparations. Illegals came here at their own expense. They can go home the same way. They don't need to be rounded up. You back up that six-month deadline with severe penalties. At that time, you would start doing roundups. Anybody caught in the country illegally would be taken into custody, ID'd, put in a special database. They would be expelled and would forever be banished from returning to this country for any reason. They could not participate in the guest worker program that we would set up. They couldn't come back as legal immigrants, couldn't come to visit relatives, family, or go to Disney World or any of that. They would be banished forever. And if they did come back, they would do hard jail time. And if the country did that, I guarantee you, 90% would go on their own, and then you could concentrate your resources on the rest. Of course, you would back that up with E-Verify, take away all benefits for illegal immigrants, and they would understand the party was over, so to speak. The guest worker program I would set up would be for Mexico only, would be for men only, and it would be for agriculture only. They could work 6 months of the year. And as legal temporary guest workers, they would have no fear. They would not be able to be exploited by their employers. They would get better pay, access to medical care, decent housing. It would be regulated and legal. Then they would have to return home at the end of 6 months. All of this can be done. The idea that the great superpower in the world that protects nations all over the planet can enforce its own immigration laws is absolutely ridiculous. But there are just too many special interests in this country, and many of those people in high positions want open borders for their own reasons, and it's going to be the people that have to stop this.
And Alex, you know, for all those out there that think that America is such a mean country, how many other countries on this planet have open borders?
Well, virtually nobody, and only one other country gives automatic citizenship to children born to illegal parents. I think that's Canada. And but nobody, the countries that send us these people have much stronger and stricter immigration laws than we do, and they enforce them without apology. But then they turn around to us and say, no, you must take our people. We have become the pressure relief valve that actually prevents reform from happening in these countries, and that just keeps hundreds of millions of people living in miserable conditions. So my belief is if you really want to help people, you export the dream. You don't import the people. Make it clear they're not going to come here for their American dream because they're not entitled to that unless they come legally. They are entitled to pursue their own version of the American dream in their own countries, and if that means reform, then that's what they have to do. I'd like to put Lorenzo back on because there's a couple of things he would like to cover. Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning again.
Yeah, we want to go over this, California Tea Party's push for the immigration measure. This was introduced this last Tuesday to the California State Secretary of State's office, and it is called the Support the Federal Immigration Law Act. And this was authored by a gentleman by the name of Michael Erickson. He's a Tea Party activist in the Bay Area, in the city of Belmont, and he was also the former chair of the Sonoma County Republican Party. And what he's doing is the initiative supporters, we have to gather at least 433,971 signatures of registered voters by April the 21st, 2011, to qualify for the election, which is aim to put the measure before the voters during the 2012 election cycle. And so what we're trying to do is largely rely on volunteers throughout California's Tea Party network in obtaining the signatures. The proposal under the bill would make it a state crime for undocumented persons to seek work while hiding their immigration status, and a state crime for employers to intentionally or negligently hire an illegal immigrant. And like I said, this thing is just in its starting phase. So if you need any more additional information for our viewers, you can go to the website, both ours, which will have the information on it later on in this week, or support the Federal Immigration Law Act, I believe it's .com.
Great. And if you can send us that information, we'll put it on the Reading Tea Party website as well.
We will, and we'll post this also with our local Tea Party website.
Okay, cool. And when we come back, we've got a couple questions for you guys. We'll tell them to you while we're on break here. So
sure.
If you guys keep listening, we know you can't hear us, or we can't hear you, but you can hear us. So for everybody out there, we are KCNR 1460 AM. You can reach us at 605-4567 here at Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
Furniture for life, Kubler Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
The giant in-store warehouse pre-holiday sale is on at Kubler's Furniture. Now through December 5th, for 8 days of dramatic savings throughout Kubler's fast inventory, including a direct buy special on a Lane recliner priced at just $249. Save 5% more when you pay cash, and save 5% when you haul it yourself. Save throughout the store on a huge selection of quality Broyhill sofas, chairs, tables, bedroom suites, recliners, dining room suites, sleepers, and mattresses from Simmons. Kubler's pre-holiday sale going on now through December 5th for 8 days only of dramatic savings.
Kubler's Furniture for life.
Pre-holiday sale is going on now at Kubler's Furniture, your Broy Hill Showcase Gallery. Located at 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
We see it several times a week. Someone walks into our office after spending thousands of dollars somewhere else for a handful of hearing aids which just don't work for them. It's very upsetting because it's so unnecessary.
If that's what's happened to you or someone you know, find a pen and piece of paper. You'll want to write down this number. Patricia Weil and Leslie Shoji of the Reading Hearing Institute are university-trained audiologists. They can provide an accurate hearing evaluation and professional guidance in selecting and programming hearing aids that best fit your needs.
And here's the best part. We want you to try them before you buy them. That's right. Take your new hearing aids home and try them out. We're confident you'll love your new hearing aids. And at the Reading Hearing Institute, our hearing aids are always 40 to 60% off MSRP, all makes and models.
For an appointment, call this number today, 226-3320, or check the white pages of your phone book, the Reading Hearing Institute, where you can try them before you buy them.
All right, you guys, we're coming back. You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM. This is We the People, sponsored by the Reading Tea Party, and we are talking about immigration here. The number to call in is 605-4567. All right, fellas, we've got Alex Landy and Lorenzo Castro on the phone. I relayed a couple questions during the break. Could you guys actually pick those up?
Yeah, and we're coming up quick to the end of the hour, so we've got about 6 minutes.
Okay, are we back on?
We are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. A couple of things. Proposition 187 in California ran into legal problems. That was Gray Davis and Judge Mariana Fauser did a job on that and refused to allow it to go to the Supreme Court so that we would get a final ruling on constitutionality. They essentially killed it. And that's one of the reasons Gray Davis was recalled. The 1986 Immigration Reform and Control Act, the Simpson-Mazzoli bill, was passed and did become the law of the land. It's just required follow-up by our politicians, which they did not do, and that's why we're in this mess. Now, as far as why local laws are not enforced more, as you know, there are many sanctuary cities, official, formal and informal. There are many leaders in a state like California where the mayors are very often liberal. They have no intention of cracking down. You have more conservative mayors don't want to do it either because they represent business interests. You have police chiefs We're afraid if they start cracking down, they'll get less cooperation from those in the illegal immigrant community. But I would say to them, how much less crime would you have in your cities if there were no illegal immigrants there? You're worried about cooperation, but you're not putting the country first. And that seems to be what everybody's doing. They all have their little area of concern and their own special self-interest. It's almost as if we're not behaving as a nation anymore on a national issue. And all of that has to stop. So I don't know if there are any other questions there I missed.
The one person had added that the unemployment rate in Siskiyou County is over 28%. And apparently there are quite a few illegals being employed under the table. And why don't local officials address it? And I think you basically hit that. But that's a high number, 28%.
Yes. In Siskiyou County, the main problem there is probably not illegal immigration. A lot of people, it's not a big issue in the North State, so a lot of people don't see it as a big issue. But in other areas, it has a tremendous impact. And remember, when illegal immigrants are employed off the books or under the table, they're not paying payroll taxes or anything like that, which provides revenue to the cities that the cities need to care for illegal immigrants. So Americans are put out of work. The cities are deprived of a great deal of revenue. Living standards deteriorate. None of this is justifiable. And as far as America being mean-spirited, if it says no to illegals and sends them home, that's total nonsense because it's just backwards. Mean-spirited is what's being allowed to happen to this country.
Now, Alex, we've got Kay on the line, and she'd like to ask a question. Good morning, Kay.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great.
This is a hot topic.
Yes, it is.
The courts did throw out quite a bit out that had teeth in it out of IRCA. I wasn't talking about the state, the election thing, the proposition that was passed. It was IRCA I'm talking about. And they will, the organizations that are against or that are for illegal immigration will go to the courts again, no matter what you have.
Right, Alex.
And
what do you know
ready
about
to go.
Well, I say we're fight of our lives. It doesn't matter what resistance we get. We obviously have the power to prevail over all of that once the country makes up its mind.
But what are we going to do? I mean, they're already.
But here at home, we seem to be reluctant to defend ourselves. So that's why this is going to come from the people. You all have to demand that this be addressed and won. And these other groups are not as tough as they think they are or we think they are. They're just mm-hmm. scared to death that we're going to wake up and do what we have to do. And
well,
that's
I think
what
we ought
to
start
stop.
Throwing out some judges if they start turning these things over.
If I can, I'd like to turn this over to Lorenzo for one last comment.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Hey, Lorenzo.
Yes.
You're on.
Okay, I was just... I couldn't hear you because we have the one handset, so.
Well, we were talking about the resistance to trying to deal with this illegal immigration problem, and as Alex said, it all comes back to the people. It always does, doesn't it?
I can barely hear you. This handset's going out.
Okay. I guess... I guess that was going out. Apparently the handset is dead.
I think we lost them.
The one thing, too, that we didn't bring up in all this, and we're only a minute and a half away from the close of our program here, so we'll have to obviously do this again because this is a majorly hot topic and we've not even begun to hit it. But the other big factor here is how many people are coming into this country that aren't here to work. They aren't here because they're looking for a better life. They're here to commit crimes. We have tons mm-hmm. of people coming over the border from countries that hate us.
Yeah, we do. They're coming from all over. And it isn't just Mexico.
No,
this is not targeted to any specific country or continent. Are you guys back?
Yes, we are, and I apologize for that. We've had trouble hearing you breaking up some problem today. I know we're just about out of time.
Yep, we've got a few seconds to go. Why don't you wrap it up with your contact information?
Well, just look for that website, sovereign-t.com.
Great.
We're amateurs. We're in the process of setting it
okay.
up. By the end of the week, it should be going there.
Will do. Thanks, fellas. We're going to have to do this again because there's lots of questions still pending.
And we want to encourage everybody to tune in next week on We the People, 8 o'clock. KCNR.
Hosted by the Reading Tea Party. All right, you're at KCNR, 1460 AM, home of Free Fire Media.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lashara. The U.S. and South Korea performing military exercises in the Yellow Sea days after North Korea attacked an island near the disputed border, killing two South Korean Marines, as China tries to get the two to come back to the table.
China today is moving to try to bring the two Koreas to the negotiating table. This follows international pressure on China to step up its efforts. China says it wants an emergency meeting of the countries involved in the so-called six-party disarmament talks. North Korea walked out of those talks 2 years ago.
Fox's Julie Kurtz. The website WikiLeaks expected to release more classified documents today, this time classified cables from the State Department, which has issued a statement to the website's founder, Julian Assange, telling him the release of the documents is illegal and threatens life, demanding they stop.
The people who are leaking these documents need to do a gut check about their patriotism. And I think they're enjoying the attention they're getting.